We know what happened. They kept staring up. Now you know, two angels appeared to them in human form. Are you looking up? And then he'll talk about this in our third part. His Jesus will come again, and he'll come again visibly and audibly. And when he comes again, he'll then have our bodily ears back, and I'll have good ears. And as we'll see before this meditation is over, how we want to hear, how we will want to hear those words, the same Jesus who was born as a helpless child in Bethlehem, the same Jesus who allowed himself to be scourged to near death. And hear what I've said this before. Except for Christ working a constant miracle during his passion, he would have died long before he expired in mid-afternoon of Good Friday. That same Jesus will come again. Now we ask ourselves the most important question. Every mystery of our faith, sisters, and ascension of Christ is a mystery. The meaning behind Christ's ascension. One question we better be able to ask. Why did Jesus ascend into heaven? There are many reasons. Only God knows them all. But one reason, shall I use the verb? One reason was to dramatize the real distinction between heaven and earth. Why did Jesus ascend into heaven? To make clear, and we better be clear, that there is an earth, there is also a heaven. In other words, there are two different states of existence. There is, well, the terrestrial and the celestial. There is, well, we exist here, and there is the existence, pardon me, up there. The human body is to have two stages of being. And let's be clear, Christ ascended into heaven with his human body. Once God became man and assumed the human nature, God will never cease being the God-man for all eternity. In other words, our bodies, yours and mine, have two stages of being. One here on earth and the other in heaven. After all, Jesus truly ascended into heaven and remember, Jesus as a man. Maybe I should ask, did Jesus have sanctifying grace? Sisters, I asked this before. See what answer I get this time. How many intellects did Jesus have? How many wills did Jesus have? Molto bene. Jesus earned heaven as a man. He merited heaven as a man. In other words, during his mortal stay on earth, Jesus as a man always did the will of his Father. And our closing conference, though I will, of course, capitalize on the homily during Mass, too. If there's one thing we better know, and sisters, you taking your final vows, be sure you know you have your free will for one reason. To do whose will? God's will. As I've told you, sisters, 15 years living among women only. Do women have a strong will? A strong will. And to surrender our wills to God. That's all your final vows are about. You might say, Father, why didn't somebody tell me this sooner? That's all the final vows are about. A lifetime surrender of our wills to the will of God. And then hear it. And then receive the reward, not only in soul, but also in body. How we need to know this. We are not angels, we are human beings. We have a soul which, like the angels, is a spirit. And we have a body. As we've said more than once, our body, remember, has what kind of muscles? Voluntary muscles. On the 20th of this month, that's your vow day, right? When you open your mouth and pronounce your vows, behind that open mouth is your will. And God is not unfaithful. He knows. He knows better than we do what it costs us to live a faithful, consecrated life. Sisters, I am speaking as a veteran. I'm not boasting, I'm just stating a fact. September the 1st of this year was my 61st anniversary in the Society of Jesus.